So the question is, what is the mind? What is the mind? And I would be as bold as to say, most people in our modern society, well educated and can easily access information about anything, do not know the correct answer to that question. So I'll just let you think for a moment or two. What's your answer? What is the mind? And the reason why this question is so important and the correct answer is critical is the answer will turn us into someone who wishes to follow the spiritual path. The answer will also, I would say the correct answer is essential to lead a happy, meaningful life. And that when we take our last breath, and none of us know when that is, you don't need to be old and sick to pass away, that when we take our last breath, we've no regrets. So if we're going to have no regrets, we must know the answer to this question. And every teaching Buddha gave, so maybe you know, Buddha taught 84,000 teachings. Every teaching Buddha gave is directly or indirectly about the mind. 84,000 teachings. So I would say we've a lot to learn about the mind. So what is the mind? What is the mind? What's your answer? I wish I had blank postcards. You could all write down. I'd have great fun afterwards. I'd love to read your answers. So maybe there are people here who know correctly what is the mind. So how do you know? Because you've received Buddha's teachings on what is the mind already. That's how we know. So please don't sit there like, I know already. I know the correct answer. The fact of the matter is that without Buddha's teachings, we'll never understand clearly the answer to this question. So we say, my mind, we know whether our mind is positive, negative. We're often pointing at others saying, you need to change your mind. So what is the mind? If someone were to ask you, like I just have, what is the mind? We can't give a clear answer. You know, that in itself is very interesting to me because we're well educated. We've spent so many years, each of us, within our education system, for which we're grateful. But one of the most important things we've never learned. So if you were to ask this question, actually, you can try this amongst your friends and family. What is the mind? What will they say? So many people say the brain is our mind. And in fact, as you know, if ever there's an article about the mind in a publication on the internet, there's always a diagram of the brain. So you start looking for that because you'll see it everywhere. On the front of a magazine, it'll say the power of the mind, and there'll be an image of the brain. And I would say, unless we have thought deeply about it and had teachings such as you're going to have tonight, we're a little bit influenced by that view because we've been brought up with that view. So many people say the brain is our mind. But the brain cannot be our mind. The brain cannot be our mind because the brain is part of our body. It's part of our body, our brain. Is there anybody here who doesn't know that their brain is part of their body? So the brain is part of our body. It can be seen with our eyes. So if you make a little hole in your skull, you can see your brain. You can see brain because it's part of your body. It's part of body. You can see brain with the eyes. And you can take a photograph or an x-ray or whatever of brain. On the other hand, mind is not any part of the body. It cannot be seen with the eyes. So please think carefully. Use your own experience. Have you seen a mind? Have you seen a photo of a mind? You're looking through your album. Oh, there's my mind when I was jealous. Oh, there's my mind when I was full of uncontrolled desire. There's my mind when I was angry. You can't see a photo of the mind. You can't see. Well, actually, from one point of view, it's fortunate, or all our relationships would end abruptly, we'd lose our job, because mind can't be seen. Mind can't be seen. It is no part of the body. So Venerable Geshe-la concludes, the brain cannot be the mind because it is simply a part of the body. We can see it directly with our eyes. It can even be photographed. On the other hand, the mind is not a part of the body. We cannot see it with our eyes. It cannot be photographed. So, you know, every week we're learning to think logically and use our own experience. You know, one of the things that most attracted me to Buddha's teachings when I first met them was you're encouraged to think. And you think your way into the most extraordinary conclusions that are not the same as normal views, which is what we want. We want to learn new ways of thinking that produce happy, meaningful lives, the path of compassion and wisdom and world peace. So, think. Do you think our brain is our mind or not? Because it can't be. Brain is body. It can be seen with the eyes. It can be photographed. Mind is not any part of the body. It cannot be seen with the eyes. Correct. It cannot be photographed. Correct. It's not part of the body. So what's the conclusion? This conclusion's fantastic. It negates this common perception that the brain is our mind. Therefore, it is clear that the brain is not the mind.